show in the last couple of hours, you can head over to xray.fm, hit the shows tab, check out Wednesday. I want to say thank you to Backfence Unhinged for sharing their program with us, that episode with Arthur Bradford. A big thank you to Anthony Alvarado for Note to Self. And Street Roots for their partnership on Street Roots Radio. This is KXRY Portland, 91.1 and 107.1 FM in Portland, 91.7 FM on the coast. That's Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, and online everywhere at xray.fm. Stay tuned. The Tom Hartman program is coming up in just a few minutes here on X-Ray. I know you're excited about that. Before that, we're going to 2025 talks following all the action in democracy. The tagline is democracy in historic times, and it certainly is. All right. This is X-Ray FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. I won't be back tomorrow. Tomorrow at this time, you'll hear from News with My Fiancé. If you're normally tuning in at this time, you know it. You love it. Stay tuned to X-Ray all day. A little New York music for our new mayor friend out in New York City. There you go.
X-Ray FM would like listeners to know about the Artist Mentorship Program, or AMP. This year, AMP will provide 20,000 meals, 1,500 recording sessions, and daily art workshops for youth experiencing homelessness in Portland. Along with essentials like food, clothing, and hygiene supplies, AMP offers a safe space where young people can build trust, community, and creative skills through music and art. AMP is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org under the home category.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You all chose leadership that will focus relentlessly on what matters most: lowering costs, keeping our communities safe, and strengthening our economy for every Virginian.
Virginia Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger cruised to victory yesterday, one of several Democrats benefiting from voters souring on President Donald Trump. The moderate former member of Congress and retired intelligence officer will be the first woman to be the state's chief executive. And in spite of a scandal caused by violent text messages he wrote, former Democratic Virginia delegate Jay Jones has ousted the incumbent state attorney general, Republican Jason Miaras. New Jersey's Democratic governor-elect, Representative Mikey Sherrill, survived an often ugly campaign to win soundly in what was expected to be a close race. A massive turnout, especially among young people, helped New York City Democratic mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani beat disgraced former governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican nominee Curtis Sliwa. The Democratic Socialist Assemblyman will be the first Muslim American to lead the city. Votes in California will take days to count, but polls look good for Governor Gavin Newsom's effort to redraw the state's congressional districts in response to Republican mid-decade redistricting in Texas and other states. Trump and members of his movement are pointing to very isolated incidents to claim voting irregularity. Election machines briefly went down in one New Jersey county, and bomb threats in the state were quickly revealed as a hoax. But Trump and hard-right podcasters are arguing on social media that those are signs of vote rigging. Senators again failed to agree to fund the government, making the shutdown the longest in U.S. history. Majority Leader John Thune says Democratic senators' decisions to not support a clean continuing resolution ultimately hurts working people.
Democrats are injuring working people with their shutdown. Maybe Democrats have no idea what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck like so many Americans, including many government employees. But let me just tell them there are a whole lot of working people out there who can't afford to miss a single paycheck.
There are rumors of discussions under the dome on breaking the deadlock, but Democrats say they're frustrated by comments from Trump suggesting he would defy court orders by refusing to fund SNAP until the government reopens. A federal judge has also barred Trump from requiring proof of citizenship on federal voter registration forms, rebuking his efforts to take power to administer elections from the states. Conservation groups say an administration plan to roll back protections for public lands could damage some of the country's most sensitive natural areas. Vera Smith, with Defenders of Wildlife, says there is strong public support for the rule, giving conservation and recreation equal value to mining and grazing.
The repeal of the public lands rule really returns us to an outdated extraction first model that doesn't really address the opportunities and challenges of a 21st century.
I'm Simone Perez for Pacifica Network at Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy, what is it, Wednesday? It's the big day after the big day. We've got a lot to talk about today. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a few minutes for the entire hour, Middays with Mark, one of our national programs.